Good morning, boys and girls, moms and dads, ships on the rocks, everybody out there. Whether you're having good times or bad times, great time to listen to radio fishing. Oh yeah, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Okay, we're gonna talk to some local business people. Oh, you hear that pop? It's like, good God, what's wrong with my microphone? Or what's wrong with me? Both questions, valid questions.
And unanswerable.
And unanswerable. All right. Okay, there we go. So this is the business community's fishing perspective. Is that, that's what this is today.
That sounds so good.
Sounds what, accurate.
Is that what it is? All right, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself, and okay, you first.
Okay, I'm Rob Markle, owner of Royalty Construction. We've lived here for 16 years now, and we just love where we live and love to fish where we live.
Now, you met this woman on the way into the store, and so you're just kind of getting to know each other?
Yeah, she's followed me. She followed me, and she saw I had a thick wallet, and I just can't shake her.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how that happens.
Now, you have a different business.
Yes, I'm Melanie Markle, and I own Array of Cabinets over in Murdoch Circle.
Okay, so you guys do know each other. That was a myth you told me.
Just a little bit.
You were just telling
the fish story.
You just met. Okay. Well, you guys have been married a long time.
25 years.
Yeah. So, but you both ended up with different businesses. You're doing cabinets and... Mm-hmm.
And outdoor kitchens.
Outdoor kitchens? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you do outdoor kitchens.
Outdoor kitchen grills.
Really?
Yeah, it's popular here.
Mine just rotted away, my grill.
I know where you live.
Why does that scare me when you say it that way? I know where you live, Frank. But you know that big grill I got next to the pirate ship, the big black one?
Yeah.
The bottom of it just fell out the other day.
Oh, wow.
Just fell apart.
Oh, then we need to talk.
But that's why, you know, she bought it for me as a birthday gift at one of the chain store things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with it. The thing's only 2-3 years old, and literally the bottom just fell out of it.
Wow.
And the worst part about it is it rusted out the propane tank that went with it.
Oh, no. I've never heard of that happening. That's why a lot of people get upset about the price of those, you know, the nicer ones that aren't in a chain store, but they last for 10, 15, 20. I've had customers come in to get parts for something they've had for 15 years.
Yeah. And that's the big thing. That was kind of my point. I mean, she got this. It was like $150. But if you look at it, it cost us $75 a year to have it sit there.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
You know, and then it took out the propane tank because it was sitting, there's a shelf on the bottom where the propane tank sit in. Mm-hmm. Well, as that started to rust, it rusted the ring off the bottom of the propane tank. So it's all garbage now. So... I was just like, you gotta be kidding. I saw that the other day when I was mowing the lawn. I went by it and I bumped the support for it with the mower thing, trying to get close. And all this rust came crashing down. I'm like, so now you do outdoor kitchens, so I'm gonna have to
come visit me.
See what you got.
Yeah.
Where are you up there?
I'm in Murdoch Circle, 1264. Unit 2, and I'm right there next to, a lot of people know Monarch Printing, and I'm right next to it.
Okay.
So,
but you go up to Murdoch, and that's like the first left past...
the mall.
Yeah.
On 776.
All the mall, then 776. Because mm-hmm. Murdoch Circle, you can get from 776 or 41. It kind of makes the loop inside there.
Correct. So you make a left on that 776, and your first right, which is Market and Enterprise.
There you go.
Yeah, right. she's got 1,500 square feet of showroom.
And you don't exist anywhere that
no,
we've been able to find.
I have a cubicle, and I hide very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've looked for your business. I know you were named Builder of the Year, but I want to know, were the Russians involved in that election?
No comment.
A very big payoff.
Check Twitter.
Macedonians. I've heard there was a Macedonian connection to you being awarded Builder of the Year.
I did my DNA. I am part Russian, so I have ties.
Okay. So, anyway, tell me about your business, and we're going to get into it.
Business is remodeling. One hand washes the other with Melanie and myself. A lot of kitchens, a lot of bathrooms, cabinet installation, removing tile, installing tile, painting, drywall, putting in new under-the-counter systems, Legrand systems, which is an electronic system that hides all the outlets up underneath your cabinets. It's got Bluetooth in it.
Pick up out of the cabinet?
You take your outlets and they go underneath the cabinet, so it's mounted so you can't see it. So all your plugs are underneath your cabinet, and it has the lights are attached to it. It has a Bluetooth system that's attached to it, so you can link your phone to it. It has like a docking station and all that. That's kind of like the latest and greatest stuff.
Now, would that work in a bathroom?
Sure.
Like underneath the vanity thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, after the show, you and I are going to talk price. The one thing Terry is always upset about is she puts in the hair dryer and blow dryer, and you know, she's got all these things that plug in, and she hates the cords on top of her thing in the bathroom. We have a double sink vanity, you know, I get one side, she gets the other.
Yep.
And I think there's like five outlets, but you know, I have my water pick and my thing for my personal stuff, and then she's got hers. But would that work underneath the?
Absolutely.
Put it, like up in the cabinet?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, boys and girls, you're listening to this, but I didn't know I had that. All right. So I'm really kind of curious if that'll work. That would like make my life so much better. I don't know, boys and girls, if you know, but when she's happy, the house is happier. So
rule of thumb.
Okay. We are going to have serious discussions about this and see what it would take, because that's exactly what she wants. So, all right, anyway, to the fishing. You guys have been out fishing, and like me, you're kind of past the serious stage of it.
Correct.
You know, I mean, I did all the tournaments. I know you did a lot of tournaments, and, you know, but nowadays, I'm kind of like just going out to, I want to enjoy myself. You had a lot of family in town?
Yes, we had a lot of family in town, so of course they want to do all the cool stuff, so you take them out shark fishing, you know, all the stuff that you don't do all the time just because that's the wow factor to them.
Well, what I like doing, and we were talking about it, is like going out to Boca Grande Pass to watch the tarpon blow up and roll.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too. We did some of that. And then, you know, getting the dolphins come and play. Of course, they all love that, too.
It's amazing how much stuff. What fishing actually involves is part of the looking and part of the doing. I mean, going fishing is great, but sometimes just seeing it is cool.
We live in the most beautiful place in the world. I mean, and the things that we see, people pay to go see.
Yeah, what I've been doing lately is I wake up, I load up the boat. We bought a boat about a year ago, and when I load up the boat, I put the big rods on there, I put the backwater rods on there. I even have one of the little kiddie rods that I take on the boat with me, so that way I can goof off with big pinfish and stuff like that and ladyfish, and it's a blast with the little rods. But when I go out into the water, I don't have a plan. I don't sit there and say, oh, I gotta go find bait, and then I gotta go into my favorite redfish hole, or I gotta do this, or I get a couple dozen shrimp. And then we go out, and if I see bait, then I'll catch bait. If I don't see bait, then I'm going to a sandbar and hanging out and throwing out a piece of cut bait, or if I catch a pinfish, and that's why I bring that little rod, because they put a little piece of shrimp on there, and then you start catching pinfish.
It really is a kiddie rod. I bought it for our anniversary for him.
And it's
now,
a blast.
I got to know, and I know this is a little personal, is it Batman? Is it SpongeBob, or is it Barbie?
Unfortunately, it's just a little red Zuko.
Okay. I didn't know, you know, he kind of looks more like a Batman guy.
You know, if I'd have found a Batman, I probably would have bought that.
It's almost impossible to get right now. They're sold out everywhere. I've been trying to buy, you know, Spider-Man and Batman and get all those back in stock.
Right.
Unbelievable how unavailable some stuff is.
Wow.
Right now. I don't know what's going on, but there's
I think there's a lot of adults who caught on using kiddie rods.
It could be, because it's been like 2-3 months where, no, you can't have them, no, they're not available, and I mean, it's across the board, whether it's and 3 different major manufacturers that buy these things from, they're very hard to get, so kind of stuck with some snowman from Frozen
I
and
saw
another
that.
One, you know what I mean, we're like, really, this is what we can get down to, so anyway, but hopefully it'll get better, but if you're out there, it's kind of going next to the sandbar, dropping anchor. Do you nose the boat up, or do you anchor off then wait up?
I have the trolling motor that has the GPS on it,
right?
So I can hit the anchor button, and the trolling motor just holds me there. But I'm not afraid to just push the boat right up onto the sandbar. A lot of people are. We watched a guy drive his boat up onto the sandbar as he proceeded to go to the front of the boat. His boat was still in gear, and the engine's just pushing away for no exaggeration, 15 minutes. And then he finally got out and turned it off, and then it was a chore watching him get off the sandbar. It was pretty entertaining from our standpoint. And I got a video I'll show you.
I don't get why people do that. Once the nose is up, you're pretty much good. Mm-hmm. If you want to nose up on a sandbar, you get the nose of the boat up, you put it up there, then you take your anchor, walk it out, stick it in the sandbar, just in case it doesn't stick good. You don't
right.
the boat up onto the bar.
I think he was parking.
He was parking.
He was definitely parking that thing. I was like, wow.
He was hard parking.
Yeah. I don't want it to ever move. The funniest part about it is the water comes up 4 inches, it can still float off.
Yep.
Hey, and this was on an outgoing tide.
Ooh,
so it was real fun getting that off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a 8-foot stick it on the boat that we just put off the back of the boat if we do nose it up in there. So the front one, like you said, just walk it up, stick it in, back one, stick
just
it.
Just keep it from swaying.
Yes, in case a boat comes by
otherwise,
and rocks it.
You end up with your boat laying up on the beach.
Sideways, yeah.
So, and I think it's, I do the same thing kind of with the stick it's, mm-hmm. except I'm kind of doing the opposite. I'm putting the anchor out the back, going up to the beach,
okay.
tying it off, and then I used to stick it up in the sand as my support. But I've been waked, had my boat half, almost three quarters full of water from a monster boat that went, literally, I didn't even notice it. And then all of a sudden I saw the waves coming, I looked up and I could see this big yacht thing heading out the pass, and I was anchored up, and I'm watching the water fill up in my boat.
Wow.
Thank God it stopped. It didn't sink. It hit the bilge pumps, and everything was fine.
Yeah.
I'm a little more scared to that. I use the big anchor out the back and to stick it up on the sand.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things you can do to find out in the harbor. You go to Cape Hayes, they got all the flats are right there where it's real shallow, 2 feet, and just pull the motor up and drift right across it, and you see all the bonnet head swim through there. The trout, the red school jack will come through.
Stingray. And there was a ton 2 weeks ago out on the west wall, a ton in the flats area of the bonnet head just swimming around everywhere. I mean, everywhere we look, we're like, oh, there's another one. They were just out.
Yeah, the bonnet head and then small black tip.
Inch too far away. it can make all the difference.
It can.
So a lot of bonnet sharks out there?
Bonnet sharks and the black tip were right over there by Pirate Harbor.
Gotcha.
In that area. And, the little 2 to maybe 3 feet, if that, and they were just fun.
They're fun on trout rods.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
If I've got a 4 to 10 pound class or maybe a 6 to 12, and you start hooking up those bonnets on them, mm-hmm. then you get that one that's, I don't know, like, there's some people that just grow abnormally large. Look at Chandler.
Yeah.
The guy who works there. wonderful guy, but he's monstrous.
Right.
The guy's massive. And then sometimes that happens with sharks. You get all these ones, and then you get that one that's literally half again as heavy and a little bit longer, and then the fight's really on.
Because
you kind of get used to it. Okay, I'm catching the bonnets, and they're so much fun, and you're letting them go, and then you get the one, and it's like, what happened?
We caught a monster nurse shark 2 weeks ago, and it was the biggest one I've ever seen, and my brother and I tried to get it into the boat, and we both had it lassoed on the tail and pulled it up onto the boat to get a picture and then set it back free, but it was a struggle. I was out of breath and shaking. It was so heavy pulling that thing up onto the boat.
But he had a good story when we went back home.
Yeah.
When he went back north, and he sent me an email and said, oh, thanks for the best time I've ever had.
And it's funny, and people think, oh, you got to take them out red fishing, and you got to catch 46 redfish, you got to do this, you got to do that. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is, there's so many cool things to do down here when you have family. From watching the tarpon in Boca Grande Pass, drifting the sandbar on the east side, or Cape Hayes, and just literally get people standing up and looking over the boat while you drift across these shallows to see this amazing stuff. And then you stop and actually catch some of it.
It's an aquarium. You're drifting across an aquarium. It's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Now, you guys have taken some time off with the family. Are you guys seeing a slowdown in business this time of year? Is everybody heads home, or is it still pretty
working? We're still pretty busy, but I do a lot of builder work. My walk-ins are all my outdoor kitchen stuff. But this week has been kind of quiet, but that's because everybody's gearing up for the holiday, so they're already half on vacation. So,
well, if you ever need a model showroom, you know, I'll volunteer my place.
Okay. No problem.
Nice. We'll let people come to look at it. You
know. Nice.
You know my pirate ship?
Yes.
I built the pirate ship 6 inches from that one goofy tree, and now it's leaning, threatening to break top of my pirate ship.
Oh.
I was like, I looked at it a lot, and I was like, oh my God. So, one thing about outdoor stuff is you're constantly having to watch, maintenance, take care of, replace little things. But if you get good stuff to start with, the good thing is it's holding against a tree.
Right.
Pirate ship tree. I'm still, you know, I got half my money on the pirate ship. It's pretty well built.
Right. You know? Maybe the tree will just take a turn.
Well, it might take a turn when I put the chainsaw to that part.
Yeah, totally different turn.
Notch.
There you go.
A little tar on the inside, make the tree live.
Right.
There you go.
I'm trying to get a hold of Quentin, an arborist, to see how big a notch I can cut in that pine tree.
Right.
Or, you know, oak tree before I hurt it.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt that oak tree.
Yeah.
Not in Charlotte County.
Well, I got way more than I'm required to have.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they said you had, 60 or 90 points you had to get. I'm like at 1140 when I did it. You know, it was ridiculous. I was like 5 times, 10 times what they wanted. But back into the fishing. Now, you said you're using shrimp, cut bait. Everybody's kind of hung up on ladyfish. I've been using a lot of thread fins and pilchards lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the frozen bait. And my favorite one of all time was the sardines. And we just got a new supplier in for sardines, so they're looking a little better because they were those Indian sardines for so long.
Right.
Kind of got away from them, went to the other stuff. What's your favorite frozen bait out there?
Favorite frozen bait? That's usually a smorgasbord because we take it, and whatever we catch, if we pull up and we see there's bait, we'll throw on it. And then at the end of the day, we take it and we freeze it and use it next time we go out.
Oh, no, I have a favorite.
What's your favorite?
I like using squid.
Squid's your favorite.
Yes.
Stays on better.
It can be kind of a big thing sometimes because I was out the other day and I'm casting it. And every third cast, the bait flew off.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when I made a perfect cast right where I wanted it to be.
Right.
And the bait goes flying and the hook lands exactly where it was supposed to, but the bait's like 20 feet the other way.
Mm-hmm.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say sardines probably my favorite to use offshore type thing.
My historical, yeah.
Yeah, a whole one, or you can cut it up and go down for snapper.
Yeah, I think people get hung up too much on the names of fish. They say ladyfish or mullet or this one's better or that one's better. I think it's a chunk of meat that if they're hungry, I'm not sure it really matters. It's kind of like the difference between do you like, you know, country smoked ham or sugar ham?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Depends on what they're biting on that day.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not biting. It doesn't matter what you put in there.
Exactly. So, if you guys are heading out, you're here loading up, getting line on your reels and getting everything done, what's the game plan for this weekend?
Well, tomorrow we were thinking about going just outside the pass and finding those shrimp boats and just catch a shark behind it, but we had another couple cancel, so that's we were going to show them the wow factor of just catching a shark out in the Gulf. But they canceled this morning, and I think we're going to the sandbar.
We might do a sandbar.
Just goof
off. Over to Cape Hayes, anchor up the sandbar, and just kind of toss some lines out. You've been doing this. What have you been hooking over there?
Oh, big stingray.
Big stingray.
Big stingray.
I mean,
really big stingray. Yeah. That took me a while. That took me a little while to get in. I wasn't sure what it was. I thought it was a shark because of how long it was down, and then, you know, then we got it up and it was like, wow, it's a stingray. It's huge. Now he's going to be shark bait.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, I think they're very underrated as a game fish because I've watched people year after year, decade after decade, catching stingrays, and they're so excited during the fight. Then they get up and they go, oh, it's a stingray. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? That's great. Look at the size of that.
I know, right?
You did that? You know, this is awesome. And it's, let's face it, a dangerous adversary.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, That's what killed the crocodile.
I wouldn't want to step or mess around with that thing in the water.
Exactly. So it's got the added a danger factor. They're big. They pull like a bulldozer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why you don't know what you have until you almost get it up there because you think it's something
some
else.
Some are so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, they're shooting off at 30 miles an hour, and the line is just peeling off your reel.
Yep.
And if you're lucky, they'll decide to turn.
Well, you had to pull anchor on that one.
Yeah, we had to chase it down a little bit.
Yeah,
because she had light tackle.
I had light tackle. I would have got spooled. So, yeah.
So
it took off.
And you're chasing
them.
It's an amazing fight with a big stingray.
Fun.
They're actually very, very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've heard that you were out there. What was the other big fish? And what was the bait on that rod? It was literally a 400 or 40 series 4000, the four size, and a spinning reel, and you had just a regular rod on it. What'd you use for bait?
I think that day was a small Jack Crevel.
Okay, you had a little Jack Crevel on the rod.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty sure.
And
yeah.
What hit?
Oh no! On the other thing, that was we had pinfish. That was on the tarpon.
On the oh,
that was pinfish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a live pinfish.
Yes, that was I caught a small pinfish with my little rod, and I put it on a float and sent it out back side of the boat while I was just goofing off bottom fishing close to the boat for whatever I could get, and all of a sudden the drag just started spinning. I yelled at Melanie to grab the rod, and she ran over, grabbed it. As soon as she picked it out of the rod holder, the tarpon just jumped out of the air. And if I had to guess at it, I'd say about 150-pound tarpon. I
wasn't expecting that size tarpon in that area.
Yeah, because
you were up in the shallows.
Yeah, exactly.
The tarpon was probably in 6 feet of water.
Yeah, well.
So when he jumped out and all, and it was just
like, oh.
It was just, I mean, and it wasn't, it's not even trying to land it. It's like, oh, good, he threw the hook, so now I don't have to deal with it.
I had another boater help with that. Another boater decided he'd like to check it out, so he got real close to it. So by then, I was like, oh, thanks. I wasn't done playing yet.
Yeah, I like counting big tarpons by how many jumps I get. I want to get 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 jumps and then watch them throw the hook and go, yay! Nice job.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny because when I was younger, I was all about the battle, you know, grabbing the rod and ripping them in and pulling. And now it's, look at how pretty, I'm getting tired. Okay, now pull line tight. Okay,
exactly.
Off you go.
Yep, and that's a lot of times we do use the medium rod, just a
regular old snook redfish rod.
Exactly.
Bass rods.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we're still getting so many people that come down. They have all this really good rods and reels, and they don't want to use them down here. And I bet you I turn down $1,000 in sales a week because they literally have at the house what I would be selling them. But they bought it for walleye or muskie or bass or
wow.
whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
That it's the same stuff as we'd be using here. Now, is it the saltwater grade? No. But what else are you going to do with it?
Right.
You know, have it sit in a corner and
yeah.
walk by and make
dry
a shrine.
You
know, I'm sorry. Use it till it goes.
Right.
You know, you try and sell it. What are you going to get? 20% of its value? 10%? Use it till it goes.
Yeah.
You know, fish it like you stole it. You know?
Or give it to a family member that's still stuck up north.
Yeah, still stuck up north.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of housing going on down here right now.
Oh, boy.
My God.
It's busy. It is very, very, very busy.
And it's, you know, most business owners won't do this, but we've slowed down a little bit, kind of checked into it to see what was going on. So many people are working, they don't have as much time to fish. We're still mm-hmm. doing very well.
Right.
There's, you know, nothing catastrophe. But we've seen a definite slowdown from last May and last June to this year. And I'm looking to it. No, the weather was bad last year. Everything
mm-hmm.
was bad. The fishing is about the same. Everything is going on. And then I talk to people and say, oh, yeah, I haven't had a day off in forever. And I've been working. And the fishing industry does better when people are out of work.
Right.
Because they got time to go fishing.
True.
The more they're working, the less time you have to fish.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but everybody's very happy. Everybody's making money. The jobs are going good.
Right.
Everything's working out. So, you know, we'll see what happens over the course of the year. Any Royalty Construction. Mm-hmm. And phone number or anything?
941-628-8038. My assistant, Nicole, will answer the phone, tell her what you're looking for, and she'll set up an appointment for me to come out and give you an estimate.
And it's good stuff. I've known these, literally, it may not seem like it, but I've known them for literally decades. We've been friends a very, very long time. And your business?
Array Cabinets, 979-5294. And you can call or stop by. It's 1264 Market Circle. And I've got a designer on staff all the time, so if someone's there, I don't have to necessarily be the one there. And just stop by and see what we have.
Do you have, like, cabinet crews that go out and, like, repair cabinets as well?
No, not really.
Okay. Mine are literally tilted, so I walk by and push the drawer closed all day long. You go through and you go out to the porch, have a coffee, and I push the drawer closed. By the time I'm done with my coffee, I come back in and push the drawer closed.
Oh,
but you do live in a tree house. It's going to sway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh.
It doesn't. Yeah. Nice.
I'm not sure how all that works. But anyway, let's see. I guess you guys got to get fishing. Your stuff's all done. This is Fish and Frank, Robert Miller, Markle, Royalty Construction, and
Array Cabinets.
Array Cabinets. So, anyway, boys and girls, give them a call if you need some work done. But Melanie won't fix your tilted cabinet.
Sorry, I'll sell you a new one.
She'll sell you a new one. Anyway, thank you guys for playing Radio Fishing today. And you're our big winners. And boy, do we appreciate you being here. And I got to tell you, the crowd loves you guys. It's just amazing how everybody loves you. So, and I have to tell you, alright boys and girls, we'll be back on the next Radio Fishing. After a while, we got the big area fishing report coming up. We got a lot of stuff coming up later today. Bye bye.